This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Boulder, Colorado, charges formally filed against the suspect in the flamethrower attack Sunday. Police say targeting a Jewish group holding a rally supporting the release of Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Mohammed Solomon facing 16 attempted murder charges along with a federal hate crime count. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty says the charges send a message.
What you see here today is us standing shoulder to shoulder, ensuring that justice is done in response to this tragic and terrible attack. We stand united in denouncing hate, terror, and violence in this community.
Two victims remain in critical condition from the attack. Homeland Security says Solomon overstayed his tourist visa and then applied for asylum in 2022 and was granted a work visa under the Biden administration. That work visa expired March 28th of this year under the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Yesterday was the start of Pride Month, and Wisconsin is once again taking part. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019.
Meanwhile, Republicans have introduced a bill that would restrict which flags could fly above government buildings and schools. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis this week after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa over 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service and plan to announce more this week. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A proposed fee increase could affect La Crosse property owners later this year. The Stormwater Utility is proposing an increase of nearly $10 per month to help pay for operating costs and capital projects. A second proposal would then add a 22% fee increase for January 1st and an annual 3% increase to account for inflation for the next 3 years after that. The proposals will be considered by the Board of Public Works today. If they pass committee, they would go to the full Common Council next week. Hot, hazy, and humid. Tonight, it'll stay muggy and hazy with temperatures right around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a slight chance of severe weather. Drier weather is on tap the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing, temperatures dropping into the 60s and then staying there for tomorrow with cloudy skies and more areas of rain. Mostly sunny for Wednesday and Thursday. Warmer again with highs in the upper 70s. Currently 89 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, Jim Santel joins me. We go deep on the conservatives writing in opposition to Donald Trump's tariff terror.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
That's me. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. I am so glad the weekend is over, and it is finally Monday. So I have a place to go and a place to be and stuff to talk about. I don't really talk about anything that exciting over the weekend other than the weather and what to do, what movie to see, what to eat. But tonight, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we get to get together as a group and talk about movies and TV and comedy and music, and we're going to do it all tonight. And bar soap, that's on the agenda. Conrad, did you get your order in for Sydney Sweeney Bliss? Bathful Bliss?
Yeah, they actually had a little deal. If you buy 30, okay. You get it a little cheaper. So I pre-ordered.
How much?
I bought a 30 pack.
A 30 pack? How long will that last you? About a week and a half?
A week. Who knows? I'm going to take a lot of baths.
It's all good stuff. You know who's going to have to take a lot of baths? Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
If this soap sells, she's going to be in the tub round the clock.
She's going to say, see you to acting, and just become a full-time soap salesman.
A mogul. She's going to become a soap mogul. And I think that's great stuff. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of stuff tonight, folks. Got a great show for you tonight, and great to have you here. If you're watching on the stream, Conrad, how can they watch the radio?
Yeah, if you want to go to Facebook and go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WGBW or WISS. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter or X, WGBW or Civic Media. And you can give us a like.
Give us a like. Give us a follow. I think it's our friend Todd Albaugh that coined the phrase. And Aaron Zalmers is here tonight helping out. Aaron, tip of the hat. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to be here temporarily behind the scenes at Nightlight.
Yeah, I always appreciate... Zalmers is great because he's always here when I come down to do the show in Madison. He gets me set up, or Chris Casper. But tip of my hat to everybody, Corey, Aaron, Zalmers, Casper, Sage, everybody here that helps out and lets me do my show here when I have to be in town for other stuff or Civic Media stuff or PBS. It's great to we are coming live from Madison tonight, folks. That's where we're at, overlooking beautiful State Street on a gorgeous night in Madison. Aaron, what do you think it is, like 80 out? It's hot.
Is it? I haven't been outside since earlier. It wasn't as hot earlier.
Yeah, it's, it's probably cooled off a little bit now, but it's so, this is so Wisconsin.
83.
Right now?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Conrad, let's get a temperature check.
You know, it's pretty nice here in Green Bay. You know, I look outside and the sun's shining. So you don't need a temperature, actually. You just go by how the sun looks.
You just
looks,
don't have one at the ready, and you're mailing it in on your five-day forecast. That's our
82 in Green Bay is what it says.
82 in Green Bay, so they're 1 degree warmer. But, Conrad, you got the shorts on and the short sleeves. You're looking good, bud.
Well, I actually don't got any shorts on.
It's another pantless night for Conrad when Pete's out of the studio doing the show for Madison. Zalmers is nice enough to wear pants when I'm here. So I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Well, see, he's wearing it because you're gone. I'm wearing it because you're here.
Exactly.
It's, yeah.
But, you know, you've been here all day. So Conrad, like, he goes in, and I think from, like, 2 o'clock on, you're, like, the only guy there, Conrad. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Place clears out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, Eliza's been here, you know, till the later of night. So I get to take my pants off a little later during the day.
Okay. It's a really creepy conversation. This is almost as creepy as Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap. But anyway, it's great to have you folks here. If you're listening on the app, which you should have, or the radio, we hope to hear from you throughout the show. Phone lines are open. Text line is open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Lots to talk about, lots for you guys to weigh in on tonight. We'll get to the question of the night in just a moment. But right now, I have to tell you guys about a really cool civic media contest. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And it, like a lot of our contests here, it's kind of the same. You have to have the app to play. You'll get a keyword. You text the keyword in right after you get it, and you're eligible for prizes every hour. And then if you enter in that hour, you're eligible for a grand prize too. So listen to your chance for our statewide Text to Win contest. It's called Scotty Summer, as I mentioned, and it goes through June 13th. It starts today, officially. So there's no more chances to win today, but tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., if you text in the keyword, you'll have a chance to win $100 cash or Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets each hour. How cool is that? That's a lot of tickets and a lot of cash. Can you win twice in one day? Either one of you guys know that?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Either way, each hourly entry qualifies you for one of 2 grand prize trips, and these are fantastic trips. One is to Door County, and the other is to Baraboo. Both beautiful spots in our state here, and we're giving you gas money. So if you got a Hummer or a Cybertruck or a Honda Accord, whatever, the gas is covered, folks. Compliments of Civic Media. You have 4 daily chances to win. Enter now through Friday, June 13th. Good luck, everybody. That's a great contest. So let's get to, we've got great guests tonight. I'm very excited because I have 2 in-studio guests. And the first one is a guy named Austin Galante. He'll be here at 6:35. And he has a movie called Sanguine. Oh, I have to pull this up because it's a crazy title. I love this title. And I'll pull that up. But at 7:20, my buddy Ben Reiser will be here. Ben programs at UW Cinematheque. And he's a great guy to talk movies with. In fact, this will be fun. Conrad, have you seen Sinners yet?
I still need to see it. I might just be waiting until it's out on the stream.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. But what about you, Aaron? Have you seen
Sinners? Despite my best efforts, not yet.
Okay.
I've wanted to, and every time I've been trying to make plans with a friend to go see it, it's fallen through. I should just go by myself.
You know what? It's a pretty good movie. I highly recommend it. And speaking of vampire movies, my first guest, Austin Galante, will be here in studio. He's a Madison guy, Madison filmmaker, very prolific. He's produced music videos, too. He's worked with Snoop Dogg. And he's got a new film coming out in like a week. It's called, I had to pull this up because it's a complicated title, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. And it is a comedy horror. 4 vampires set out on a road trip to a cabin in the woods. What could go wrong? So I'm excited to see the film. The trailer looks great. And Austin is coming down here to talk about his film and his process and all that kind of fun stuff in person. It'll be good to meet Austin. And then Ben Reiser, as I mentioned, he programs UW Cinematheque, which is right here on the UW campus. Folks, if you have not taken advantage of this really cool chance to see free classic movies right on campus here in Madison, I highly recommend you check out UW Cinematheque. It's right at Vilas Hall. Like I said, it's free and it's a great program. Ben also works for the Wisconsin Film Festival, and he did not like Sinners. And I cannot wait to talk. One of the reasons I like having Ben on is because he just doesn't care. He will form his own opinion. He's not influenced. I don't think I'm influenced, but maybe I am a little bit. I liked Sinners. Was I influenced by the insane reviews and critics' reviews and audience reviews? Maybe. But I really liked it. And Ben did not. So we'll talk about that. That'll be fun at 7:20. And I think right now, Conrad, we should get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite game show of all time? It is National Game Show Day, folks. National Game Show Day. So what is your favorite game show of all time? Please text in and let me know, and I will read your text on the radio. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think I have to go, and I'm mad. I had a three-hour drive today, Conrad. I was going to ask you to pull that clip. There's some guy on, I think it was Wheel of Fortune. It's all over Instagram. You guys might have seen it, but he's like, something like his answer was like, fax me a sausage plate or something like that. It was like the worst guess ever. None of it made sense. So maybe we can find that for tomorrow because it's a really funny blooper, if you will. But I think I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune because I feel like I like Jeopardy. I liked Price is Right. I liked Joker's Wild from the 80s. But I feel like Wheel of Fortune is something I could compete. I feel like if I went on Jeopardy, the pressure would be on and I would come across as a dunce. And I wouldn't want to present myself that way. So I'm going to say Wheel of Fortune. What do you guys think?
I mean,
favorite game show?
Wheel of Fortune's, you know, I don't know, maybe not my cup of tea. I kind of just get bored while I watch it.
Okay.
I'd say my favorite is Legends of the Hidden Tomb, which is a Nickelodeon game show
classic
that I watched when I was, you know, young. And it's like an obstacle course they have to get through to lift like the spirits or the curse.
Wow.
That, yeah. But it was a Nickelodeon game show. So I mean, when I was younger, I watched it. Yeah, it was a fun show.
Did you watch Double Dare when that was on?
I don't think I watched that one, no.
Our buddy Mike Schmidt, who's been on the show before, hates that game show because it's the one where kids roll around in food and have food fights. He says, this show should just be called Screw You Somalia. Like, we're just having food fights on TV. That was horrible. What about you, Aaron? You got a favorite game show?
My favorite game show, I think, has got to be Game Changer, which is not on TV. It's on Dropout, which used to be called College Humor.
I've heard of that.
It's basically what's called Game Changer because they change the game every time. And a lot of the time, they'll give them a question or an activity, but not actually tell them the rules.
Okay.
And it's a lot of comedians trying to figure out what the hell they're supposed to do.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
I like that. But let us know what yours is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite game show? That is our Nightlight question of the night. As I mentioned, filmmaker, Madison-based filmmaker Austin Galante will be here at 635, and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser, and he is a big-time movie fan. We will inevitably butt heads about a couple films we've seen, which will be fun. I got to tell you, you know, Conrad, I've told you about this game we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this started during COVID. We kick a ball to a tree, and everybody's got their own ball. It was kind of a COVID-friendly game, and it's become this thing in our neighborhood. Well, the other day, we carved out a new 9 holes, and we're playing the new course, which takes us down to the water. It's beautiful. Masters, eat your heart out. And these two deer run across the road, and a mom deer accidentally kicks or bumps the baby deer. And the baby deer is laying there in the middle of the road. I have a picture of this. We'll post this in the stream after the break. But behind my daughter's soccer ball is this deer. And I swear to God, it was maybe 10 inches tall, if that. It was a baby. And she walked over and took her ball away. And we left the deer there. And after about 2 minutes, it got up and it just scrambled and took off. But it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Possibly the cutest thing I've ever seen, too. Even cuter than my own kids' births. I'm putting this baby deer ahead of that.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are more majestic to me, but this baby deer was adorable. It was gorgeous. So, all right. So our question is, what's your favorite game show of all time? Do you folks have thoughts on the Sydney Sweeney bath soap? Bath time bliss. Order now while supplies are limited.
You can get a 30-pack.
I know a lot of people aren't buying it for cleanliness purposes, but whatever. Whatever, you know. She thinks it's a way to connect with her fans. A lot more intimate than an autograph, though. All right, we're coming back. We're going to read your texts. And what do we do? It's Dana Carvey's birthday. Maybe we'll play a funny Dana Carvey clip.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come back to the place you are. All my instincts, they return.
Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want me? I want you, baby. My sugar boo. I'm levitating, the Milky Way. We're renegading, yeah, 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 yeah. I got you.
We are live from Madison tonight, ladies and gentlemen, doing the show right above State Street, as we do every so often here, and it is great to be in our state's capital. Beautiful night here on State Street, and we are coming to you live. And Conrad is up in Green Bay, and he is not wearing pants. I have issues with that, but as long as he wipes the seat down, I guess there's nothing I can really do.
Right? Yeah.
And I have no proof. I have no proof he doesn't have pants on, and frankly, I don't want proof. So there you go. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite game show of all time? I said Wheel of Fortune. I did like Price is Right, too, when I was a kid. And what was yours again?
It was Legends of the Hidden Tomb.
Legends of the Hidden Tomb.
Okay. Nickelodeon game show. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. So as I mentioned before the break, we were playing this game we play in my neighborhood called soccer golf, and a deer ran across the road and was knocked over by its mother. Do you have the photo, Con?
In 1 second. In yes, okay. I will be able to.
So this baby deer, and I swear to God, it was maybe 10 inches tall. It's the smallest fawn I've ever seen. And it got knocked over by its mother. It was laying in the road, and I have two photos. There it is. If you're watching on the stream, you can see the photo. That's the baby deer. And if you have the other one, Con, this is to show you how small this thing is. This is my daughter's soccer ball covering most of the deer, if we could pull that one up. But it was unbelievable. And this is only, that's a regulation soccer ball covering almost the whole deer. That's how tiny this thing was. And it lay there for like 2 minutes, and then it got up and it like sprinted away. It was one of the coolest things. I do that a lot. It wasn't one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It was probably the coolest thing I saw last weekend.
Okay.
I'm trying to be more grounded in reality.
Yeah,
when I talk.
Okay.
Right, okay. I don't want to be use too much hyperbole. But our question of the night is, what is your favorite game show, folks? Weigh in, and I will read your text on the radio. Always fun to do that. Had a lovely drive down here to to Madison today. No issues, Conrad. I expected fully to have more on driving stories, and I didn't really have any. I did have when I left town in Marinette today. You ever get that person that like really hurries to get out in front of you when they're entering the main thoroughfare?
Yeah.
And then they go really slow?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that? They speed to get out in front. Well, I got to get out there. And then I'm going to go 10 miles below the speed limit. You're obviously not in a hurry. I don't get that. But anyway, it was uneventful drive. Beautiful day to drive today. And you saw Karate Kid. Give us a quick thumbnail of Karate Kid. What did you think?
So I went yesterday, and I was the only person in the theater. So that
was...
I mean, that
by
was,
yourself?
Yeah, absolutely by myself.
Wow.
So I don't know if you knew this. I'm a big Cobra Kai fan. I love the first three Karate Kid movies.
Okay.
And
I saw the first two. I didn't see the third one.
This is more of a continuation of, I feel like, Cobra Kai a little bit.
Okay.
But so it follows the story of this kid who was in Beijing and then moves to New York. And I don't know. The story is kind of, it's okay. It's an okay story. Feels repeated. Okay. The end of it wasn't just like the other Karate Kids. Like, you, if you watch Karate Kid 2 or 3, you're like, I kind of can sense what's going to happen at the end. It was a little different.
Okay.
More of the same. A little different.
Worth then, seeing. Is that, it worth seeing?
You could probably wait till it streams. Wasn't special.
Especially if you're watching it in a theater by yourself, you might as well watch it in your living room, right?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple moments where I could see like a crowd laughing at something they say.
Okay.
The end scene, like the post-credit scene, was one of the funniest parts of the movie. So that kind of made me a little like sad about
that.
What's
going on with the credits? Like all of a sudden...
Yeah,
because you didn't see Warfare, but Ben is going to come in here in the second hour. He did not like the Sinners credit scene. But no, I'm sorry. I know he didn't like the Warfare credit scene where they show the soldiers, the real guys who experienced this, what we just saw in the movie. So I am excited to talk to Ben about that. But so you're lukewarm on it, but it was okay.
You know, it's an okay movie. It's nothing special, but not terrible. If you like the Karate Kid movies, you'll probably like it.
A serviceable movie. We'll
yes.
leave it at that.
Yes. If you don't really like it, then I don't know if it's a movie for you.
Okay. Let's get to some of our answers for the question of the day. Our social media responses. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers. There's only one answer. Jeopardy. I think you're supposed to say, what is Jeopardy? But we'll excuse it, Luke. Thank you, buddy. Monica Hale says, match game. The stars' answers were funny, but also the host or stars, ribbed the contestants with dumb answers. Agreed, Monica. That was you could catch those. I think they're on one of the maybe Game Show Network. I think it's kind of fun when they show those old shows. I'll stop for like a minute or two, and then I'm like, why am I living in the past? And I'll move on, but I'll get a laugh out of it. Mike on the social media says the old Hollywood Squares. Okay, great one too. Thank you, Mike. So let us know what your answer is. Did Steady Eddie already text us, Conrad?
He did.
All right. Steady Eddie says he's in the 608. Where I am right now, Steady Eddie, good to be in your hood. He says, Pete, no pants for Conrad tonight on Nightlight. Sounds like an extremely casual Monday. A little too casual. In the Green Bay studio, my favorite game show, What is Jeopardy? Did you hear that, Luke? Steady Eddie bringing it. So have some fun with it, folks. You can go over. I guess I was on a game show. I was on Make Me Laugh when I was a stand-up, and it was a horrible experience. I didn't make anybody laugh. I was a decent comedian. I should have made somebody laugh, but it's a horrible format. Annie from Watertown says, really a hard one. Password was great. Family Feud, because one can play along. Jeopardy, because it's Jeopardy. Haven't really watched since No Alex Trebek. Okay. I forgot about Family Feud. I like Family Feud, too. You can play that on the Wii, too. That was always fun. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, too. He says, would the Gong Show count as a game show? Absolutely, Tyler. Thank you, buddy. And then in the 715, used to love MTV's Remote Control. Totally forgot about that one. Thank you, 715. All right, when we come back, Madison-based filmmaker Austin Galante will be here. He's going to tell us all about his new, really cool film. We're coming back after the news, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse Friday to tour Western Technical College and its public safety complex. Van Orden said he would like to see federal Pell Grant money directed at trade schools and STEM programs. He also plans to return to La Crosse next month for commencement. Meanwhile, protesters at Van Orden's La Crosse office criticized the Republican for his vote on the budget bill. Van Orden said the bill doesn't cut Medicaid, but the Congressional Budget Office said 8 to 14 million people would be left without coverage if it passes. This week is the start of water flushing for the city of La Crosse. The annual routine began last night and will work its way through La Crosse's south side for the next 2 weeks. After that, water utility crews will begin work on the north side, which is estimated to begin on June 16th. The water flushing typically lasts less than a month each year. According to city officials, water flushing is expected to wrap up around June 22nd this year. You can find more information, including a timeline of when your neighborhood will be affected, on the city's website. In La Crosse City Government, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee reviewed plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects last week. The two projects are for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. The projects were approved in a referendum that passed last year. Later this week, the City Plan Commission and Judiciary and Administrative Committee will take up rezoning ordinances to allow the district to begin work on the projects. It's not the heat, it's the humidity this week as we begin the month of June. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The jet stream is lifting north into Canada, and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperatures rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine. 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy. By the middle of this week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
After a hot day today and showers and storms tomorrow, we'll see highs in the 80s the rest of the week here in the Cooley region. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hey ho, jazz fans. It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Dayhuff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop manufacturing and distribution center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing, temperatures dropping into the 60s and then staying there for tomorrow with cloudy skies and more areas of rain. Mostly sunny for Wednesday and Thursday. Warmer again with highs in the upper 70s. Currently 89 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The aforementioned Pat Kreitlow will be here, and board games are good for you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. This is a Monday night version of Nightlight. We are coming to you live from beautiful downtown Madison above State Street here at Civic Media headquarters, folks. Great to have you with me on this Monday night where we are finally able to be back on the air after a long, miserable weekend and get to talk about the things we love. So it's great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite game show? It is National Game Show Day. So what's your favorite game show of all time? Dave on the stream says, The Price is Right, especially Diane. I know what that means, even though I don't know who he's talking about, because I just remember the Price is Right girls having a crush on all of them when I was like in middle school. And Dave says, whose line is it anyway? That's a good one too. A little comedy too. John on the stream says, our boys are fully trained and well equipped. I don't think that's meant for this show. All right. So we want to get into a whole Catholic priest thing. It's not what we do here. All right. So great to have you with me. I'm very excited to welcome my first guest of the night. He is a Madison-based filmmaker named Austin Galante, and he has a new movie opening in like a week, and it's called Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Austin, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for coming into the studio. I always like doing these interviews in person whenever possible, so I hope it wasn't too – was it a bad commute for you?
No, it's pretty, traffic's pretty thin.
Okay.
About 25 minutes.
From Sun Prairie, right?
Yep.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump in because I've got a lot of questions for you. I was looking at your IMDb page. You've had a pretty interesting career. You've done a lot of different things. And on this film in particular, you've worn a lot of different hats. So actually, all right, give us some background on you first, because I just kind of said you've done a lot of things. What brought you to this moment?
Well, I was in a band for a long time, and we did, you know, toured around the country and made music videos, and we ended up moving out to LA for a while, lived out there for 8 years, and I did acting stuff out there, and so commercials, extra work, and got to go see, like, a lot of different studios and stuff, and I've always wanted to act, and, you know, the audition process is just, like, grueling, you know? You know, I would go to auditions out there and there'd be like 50 people who like fit the bill, right? For
right.
one, for one little part or something. So, you know, I kind of kept doing that, but I had kids and, I moved and fixing up my house and I was learning how to engineer and produce music on my own and, learning more about film stuff. And then I ended up I moved here about 8 years ago and met some people and started doing film stuff. So I don't know, one drunken night we decided to just make a movie.
That's great. Well, where did you live in LA?
I lived in Hollywood for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure. I can't remember. And then maybe 5 years, and then North Hollywood.
Okay. Oh, God, we could have been neighbors.
We probably were. We were
like in Valley Village. I was there from like 97 to 2011.
Okay. Yeah, we were definitely there at the same time.
Ran into each other at one of the Starbucks or something. You talked about auditioning. That's interesting because auditioning is an art form in and of itself. And my guess would be that there are a lot of people that get parts because they're great at auditioning. And they're probably fine actors, but like, I remember taking a cold open class when I first moved to LA, and there was like 20 people in the class, and Cecily Adams taught it, who used to book Third Rock from the Sun, and she was like Don Adams' daughter from Get Smart. You know, I loved her. She's no longer with us, but she was a great teacher. And I remember sitting there going, everybody in this class is great. Like, there's just not enough stages.
Right.
So does that have anything to do with you trying to make independent films and kind of creating parts for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I still audition for stuff, but not quite as much because I'm so busy doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm working on another film that I'm making this summer featuring Robert Lissardo, or starring Robert Lissardo, I guess. and I, you know, I bit off more than I could chew as far as like still not having this movie like completely finished and released and, you know, press for it and everything. Yeah. And then at the same time, trying to do all the pre-production stuff for the next movie. So I'm just kind of running around with my head cut off. But yeah, I still audition sometimes whenever.
What kind of, you say you audition when they come up. You're Madison, Wisconsin based. I would imagine there's a healthy dose of independent film shot here. But when you say you audition, is it mostly over Zoom to bigger cities or do you mean locally?
Well, a lot of the, so I think most of the films made here are short films. Okay. Most, not all. I know there are a few other full feature length films, but most of the auditions I get are, a lot of them are commercials, and usually it's, you know, setting up your camera and doing the audition and then sending the tape to them to look at, whether it's for a, you know, a movie in Chicago or whatever,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road.
It is a comedy horror movie about vampires who get together for a road trip to a cabin in the woods and all of the stuff that ensues. You know, it's pretty wild. It's an R-rated movie. Definitely don't show your children.
What is it rated R for? What did the ratings board have an issue with?
Everything. When you asked me if I could get you a 90-second clip, I started looking through the movie and I went, oh, I bet this is going to beat the Deadpool's F-bomb number. So, yeah. You know, it's like taking the idea of vampires, but then like just putting them in a real life setting, sort of. And so it's kind of like four dudes that have been friends for a while hanging out, partying, and, you know, someone told me like maybe compare it to The Hangover with vampires or something, but
oh, I like that.
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but
do the vampires in your film have to follow the vampire rules? Like you have to be invited in or no garlic or sunlight, that kind of stuff.
There are different rules.
Okay.
Yeah. It's talked about in the film. But
right.
there are different rules. Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see the film. When does it open and where can people see it?
It premieres on Saturday, June 7th at Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie at 3 p.m. Excuse me. You can get tickets on TickPick. And if you search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, I imagine it'll pop up. Otherwise, you could go to marshmallownapalm.com. And there's a link at the top of that page. And then it should be on streaming, I'm hoping, sometime this month. You know, I have to wait for people to do things. So it takes a little bit of time.
Where did the idea for the film come from? What was the inspiration for it?
Well, I write a lot of my stuff based on things that I have access to, or actors that I have access to, right? Okay. So, smart. What's that?
I said smart.
Yeah.
For an indie film, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this has a fairly large budget, but still a fairly small budget, right? But things just add up and cost so much so quickly that I have to like look at, okay, where can I shoot this? Like what locations do I have and all of that stuff and put it together. And then I personally try to write a story around those things and those people. And I essentially included several of my friends that are actors and made them the main characters. And initially, one of my friends, his cousin is Lavelle Crawford. So I had written the part for him and he read the script and he passed on it. And I'm guessing it's probably because I couldn't offer him enough money to do it, but who knows? I didn't really ask. But I then ended up finding Charlie Mack to play the part. So there were a few people that I did have to have audition, but a lot of people I already knew, so I just cast people. I probably only watched maybe four or five auditions for the entire movie, just because like I did a lot of footwork in searching out people that I thought fit in the first place, and then I would watch their reels and I would watch like what I could find about them so that I could see like, does this person do what I need? And then if, you know, they, instead of just have, because I did put out some casting things and I had like 600 people apply for a couple of the roles. And, I don't really want to watch 600 auditions.
That's a lot of time. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, obviously you don't, you look through them and go like, no, that you don't, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're shuffling through and say you get down to a few, but, so the idea came from sitting there going like, okay, I have access to this cabin that someone said that I could shoot at. Right. And then, these people that I have, I was like, well, this could be a funny idea to like kind of flip it. And like, you know, a lot of horror movies have, well, we're going to go to a cabin, you know, and then like the monster shows up and I was like, well, let's kind of flip it around and have them have some.
Okay. I'm intrigued now. Austin Galante is my guest. He is the director of Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. Comedy horror involving four vampires. Sounds great. Where does the title come from?
Well, Sanguine Teeth, because, you know, vampires in the blood. And then, you know, shot on a driftless road. So there's a really big sort of... momentous scene, I suppose, that happens on a driftless road, and so that's kind of where it came from.
And you said before we went on the air, you said you filmed part of it in Madison, but not necessarily. You kind of filmed around a lot. What did that when you do that? When you film in different areas, what does that do to your budget too?
Well, it depends, right? Because a lot of locations I was able to get, you know, people were just cool and were like, here, that's fine, shoot here, right? And I did have to pay for some, but, you know, it was about access. There's like four gas stations in the movie. So that's a kind of a difficult thing to get because gas stations are so busy all the time, you know, like, and they stay open till 2 a.m. because people are going to buy alcohol or whatever. And so getting them to close down for any length of time is a bit of a challenge. So I had to find some like pretty rural gas stations and then I had a connection to one. But so that was part of traveling, right? Like each of these locations was like, oh, I have this location that's here, but you know, I'm going to have to drive. So there's a trade-off, right?
What kind of crew were you moving around? How many people were in your crew typically?
Not real big. So the movie was shot over the course of last summer, and there were like individual shoot dates where the crew might just be me and Douglas Montoya, like him running sound and me doing a couple cameras at the same time. And then
let's pick it up right there. We're gonna do a real quick break.
Cool.
Austin will clear his throat.
Yeah.
And there's some water there, and we'll be right back to talk about more of this cool new movie, Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, with its director, writer, actor, producer. We wore a lot of hats, folks. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, our question of the night, it is National Game Show Day. So what is your favorite game show? Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite game show is Jeopardy. I would say Conrad Jeopardy is in the...
It's in the running.
In the running. Don't you think we're way ahead, though, on Jeopardy?
Yeah, it's the winner so far.
Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, Dialing for Dollars, WISN Milwaukee, the 70s. I don't remember that. Was that only a local show? It's kind of cool. The title Dialing for Dollars sounds familiar. And then Tony the Trucker. Hey, buddy. He says, Pete, favorite game show is The Chase. Hope your stay in Madison is enjoyable. If I wasn't working, I would have loved to take you to a great burger joint. You know what, Tony? It's funny you say that. Thank you for that. I used to eat at Dottie Dumplings. And when I would drink, I would come down the night before I was shooting at PBS and I would have two humongous martinis. Because I love their martinis and their burgers are phenomenal. Now I don't drink anymore, so at least not yet. You drink, Austin?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
I feel like I should start again. I don't know. Let's see. It wasn't like court ordered. I just stopped. But Austin Galante, that's his voice. Folks, he's here in the studio. He is a writer, director, producer, actor. He's worked in the music industry. He's done a lot of different stuff, worn a lot of different hats. His film Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road opens June 13th at the Marcus Theater.
June 7th.
Oh, wow. We are really close. June 7th at the Marcus Theater in Sun Prairie. What do you do after that? How long of a run do you have? Is it kind of based on the turnout or that kind of thing?
That's just a one-off premiere. And okay. Then I'm working on getting it on streaming.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it'll get a theatrical run. Okay. It's quite a long movie for an indie movie. And, you know, to, to get your movie into theaters is quite expensive.
Yeah, it is. it sure is. Unless they pick up the bill, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about your cast. It's kind of a big cast for an indie film, I think. Ambitious. Where did you find your actors?
Let's see. I knew a lot of them. Or quite a few of them. And then, you know, there were some recommendations from people. And then I did a fair amount of looking on IMDb to find a few people that I needed to fill some of the last roles. And I also put a casting on backstage.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a lot of responses, but I don't know. I don't think I actually put anybody in the movie from there. Mm. There was one person that I had cast for a role, and then they flaked.
Oh, great. Gotta love that.
So I had to find somebody like the week before.
What kind of actors did you find in the Madison area? Is there good talent here for movies? What's the film community in general like, would you say, in Madison?
Yeah, there's a lot of good actors here, yeah. I think. And in Milwaukee and Chicago, there's a number of people from Chicago, or at least a few people from Chicago in the movie, and
yeah.
And also a handful probably from Milwaukee. I think there's a couple from Madison, Green Bay. There's at least one or two.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time remembering exactly where everyone's from.
No, I get
from.
It. No pressure.
Someone lives in Racine. I don't.
Yeah. You're not a you're not a native Wisconsinite.
No.
So you've been here, like you said, about 4 years or
eight.
So? 8 years. Okay. So how do you find overall the state? They're trying to pass this incentive package for filmmakers. As an outsider, you said you lived in L.A. and Oregon. What is your perception of Wisconsin and the filmmaking that goes on here?
I think it would be great if they passed the film incentive.
Same.
I don't know. I haven't, like, looked at the bill to see exactly, you know, what
I've
it would
do. Got a copy right here. I'd love to have your opinion.
Give me 37
Give me
minutes.
30 seconds. I'll speed read it.
I think anything that's going to bring more attention, more funding, you know, obviously, like the new movie that I'm shooting, almost shot in Montana because of grant money. Yeah, I mean, if it's going to bring other productions here, that's good for actors, right?
Yeah, like, for
that's,
sure.
That's good for crew, and I think it would be marvelous.
Let me ask you this, and I'm glad you'll stay through intermission / the news, because you've had a great career in music. You've worked with Snoop Dogg, CeeLo Green, who wrote Conrad, am I right? Is he one of your favorites ever?
I mean, he's all right.
Bailing already. Didn't you just say that last week? Or
who?
Did you say it was your favorite song?
No, forget you.
Making
is,
that up.
Forget you is great. Yeah, forget you is the
forget
best song
you is
ever.
Outstanding. It's not. It's the imitation, but we'll talk about that with Austin as well. But I want to ask you. You've won some awards for acting. You've got like a best honorable mention for best supporting actor or something like that. What made you? You're the guy behind this film. What made you not give yourself the lead role?
Well, I don't know. I think that's a lot to do,
yeah,
right? Like
for sure.
All the stuff that I did for the movie. And I felt like, you know, in writing it, I had to think about, like, how can I pull this off with a minimal crew and still act in some of it, right?
Right.
And I wanted to be able to kind of control, you know, the lighting and camera and stuff like that. And for a lot of it, I'm doing director of photography. And then there's a portion where we shot at the cabins. Someone else was sort of taking on that role. I was still doing lighting and a lot of other stuff. I mean, not a lot changed. It was just a lot of hats. And so trying to be, like, you know, a lead actor would have been...
It's a lot.
I actually have a much bigger part in the next movie, and it's going to be pretty intense, you know, trying to, because it's like switching your brain from got to set up all these things and then, yeah. Oh, now I've got to remember my lines.
Austin Galante is my guest. He will be here through the news. We'll talk to him about his time working with people like Snoop Dogg and CeeLo Green. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Don't go away. Civic Media's news team is about to tell you what's up. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump said over the weekend he is planning on increasing the tariffs on European steel and aluminum products imports next week. The tariffs currently stand at 25%, but the president said he wants to double them, and the markets are trading down on the news. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
This also comes as the administration is trying to push trade negotiations with countries all around the world, and his team is saying he might even have a call this week with the Chinese president to try and talk about trade talks there, as the president's accusing China of reneging on their commitments made a couple weeks ago when he dropped the tariffs on Chinese imports.
A dozen people were injured in a stabbing attack at an Oregon homeless shelter Sunday night. Salem police arrested 42-year-old Tony Williams, who they say had an 8-inch knife when he walked into Salem's Union Gospel Mission around 7:15 p.m. Police said the victims suffered various types of injuries. All of the injured were men between the ages of 26 and 57. This is ABC News.